Well, it's been an incredible reaction, as you can imagine. It's been really exciting. Our chairman is a true Evertonian, and he's had the opportunity to meet probably a few different options in terms of investment. But clearly, I met the new investor, and I was so impressed. This is someone with really strong values as a human being, but someone that has been following our team as our football club, and is falling in love with Everton. I know that our chairman is the perfect person to introduce you to our football club, because I had it in my own hands. But I think now what we're seeing is someone that understands Everton, that is prepared to push us into the next level, and to start that new era. It's a new era with an incredible beginning, without losing all the good things that we accumulated over the years. And at times it's been difficult, and I think the chairman never had the credit and the benefit that he deserves, and probably now we can all realise what he's done. And from this point on, we're going to take all the good things and take it into a different level, I feel. It's a really, really exciting welcoming Mr. Moshiri into the football club. Is probably a unique opportunity that is not a gamble, is not something that has been, is a hope, is someone that he fits a perfect profile that is going to bring some sort of investment and some sort of vision that we're going to be benefiting from. And he understands the football club inside out, and that's an incredible advantage. It's not just a financial move. This is a well-thought move of someone that he can be a perfect custodian of our football club and understand what the fans need and what the fans want and what we all want, and take it into that level, which is very, very exciting.
Do you believe that he can really give you the situation, create the conditions where you can get up into the upper echelons with the likes of Arsenal, where he's been before?
Well, I think what is very interesting is that he's not an investor that he wants to be part of the British game. He's someone that he knows the Premier League. He's been involved in a Premier League club for a long, long time. He knows what a vision of wanting to have a winning team, how difficult that is to put it into practice. He's had the opportunity to find out about our football club, our heritage, our pedigree, the reaction of our fans in games. He's been impressed with every aspect of what we are as a football club. And then the guidance of our chairman is very clear of what we need to improve or where we need to focus. And that's going to bring the vision that is needed at this present time. So for someone like Farhad to be involved in the football club is an incredible reward for all the hard work of our chairman over many, many years. That's the way I see it. A true Evertonian that he is giving his life to protect his football club, and now we got an opportunity to take our good work into a different level, and that's really exciting for every fan.
Can this be the start of a new era for the football club then?
Without a doubt. Obviously, we're waiting for Premier League approval, and that's we don't have to get ahead of ourselves, but it is a new beginning. Is a new era. Is someone that is falling. Is a new Evertonian. Someone that is falling into our family, but he's got the drive, the vision, and the knowledge of bringing a different financial approach, which will allow every single person connected to our football club to shine and be ready to fight for a very, very good, exciting future.
You talk about that financial approach. Obviously, not that long ago that the transfer record was broken here with Lukaku coming in. But is there going to be plenty more money available then to strengthen even further in the summer?
I think it's not just that. It's not just how much money you can spend, because as you can see it now, the Premier League, with a new TV deal, you're going to have money to spend. It's creating a football club that players want to come, that they feel that they can reach their potential, that they can feel that they can win things. We want to become a winning team. And it's not just how much you've got to spend. I hope I could have a billion pounds to spend next summer. That would make it very, very nice. But I don't see it that's the success of bringing Farhad into the football club. It's more what we need in the next 5, 10, 15 years. What do we need in terms of creating the perfect football club for a player that he wants to develop and show the best football and the process making Everton a winning team again?
Does the new investor make, put more pressure on you to deliver, because obviously men with money like to make decisions and put their mark on things.
Well, that's something that is what I want. As a manager, I didn't arrive at Everton saying, I hope I can stay here 6-7 years and go through motions. I set the bar really high. I wanted a winning team. I wanted to get into the Champions League, and that's still the case. Now, with a new investor and the new fresh blood into our football club, all of a sudden you got a big opportunity to get closer to those aspirations or to get there quicker. So nothing changes, and that's what we want. I think the chairman and myself will embrace that pressure, if you want, and that that need of delivering if we can get the right outcome, because we've got strong belief in what we're doing, a strong belief in the players that we have at the football club. If you look at the squad, this is one of the best squads that we had, and we never had an incredible new, brand new check to bring players in. We've done it in a very efficient way, but with very strong values. And I just feel that Fahad Moshiri now is going to bring us a different dimension, but within being at Everton and within understanding our football club and within the respect that being a custodian of our football club deserves.